during that time, you know, as a child when you were growing up, what was shaping your attitude, say, on race?
It just never occurred to me. We just didn't have any. Nobody talked about it. It wasn't an issue at that time. Now, you had completely segregated school systems, but nobody brought it up. There was no agitation for or against the thing. It just didn't come up.
It didn't come
nobody,
up.
Nobody thought about it.
In terms of questioning segregation, it didn't come up, but I mean, I'm just on treating blacks as people.
Well, it still just wasn't an issue. That would probably seem impossible to you, but I just don't ever remember it becoming an issue until, I suppose that when it first started coming into prominence in Alabama would have been I reckon along during the 40s when the voting started being agitated about. It would have been along in the 40s. I just can't recall race ever really being an issue before then. Now, you might say, were the black people happy to be completely disfranchised? I'm sure that they must not have been happy, but they were not putting forth any effort to change it.
Did you ever recall your father saying anything about race or black people one way or another? Were there black tenant farmers in that section?
Not a whole lot. There were a few, but not very many. And that, of course, may be one reason why the issue didn't surface, because there were not a great deal. There were a few, but not very many. That's true. But even after I came to Montgomery and during the Depression, there was just no agitation over race. Not until the voting efforts started coming forward that it really become something that people talk about and something we're concerned about. Each side just accepted their status as it was and didn't do anything about it. The blacks were completely subservient. No question about that. They had a menial role. No such thing as blacks working in a lot of areas where they work now, but everybody accepted the statute quo, status quo, whatever you want to call it.
End interview with Alan Parker. No more transcription. This tape.